So what's ahead for the U.S. economy? There are some clouds on the horizon. Consumer expectations are wobbly, as in people going to restaurants and vacation, and lukewarm business optimism. At the same time, GDP growth pedals along, as do corporate earnings. So let's now bring in Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley. And Scott, predictions are hard, especially about the future, as one wise sage once told us. What are economists watching as far as clues to where we go from here?
Well, one of the indicators that they pay attention to is consumer sentiment, and the University of Michigan's measure of consumer sentiment suffered one of its worst drops on record last week, recording sentiment in the first part of August. That is partly a result of people assessing the current economic situation and economic prospects in the months to come, and you know, it's a reasonable estimate that there is going to be some decline in traffic at restaurants or concert venues. And Southwest Airlines says it's seen a drop in bookings, as we've seen a rise in new coronavirus infections tied to the Delta variant. It's also partly an emotional response, you know, because there was so much optimism that we were going to see this really robust economic rebound that those hopes have kind of been dashed. I don't want to overstate this. The economy is still on the mend. It's still growing, but it's not growing quite as robustly as perhaps people had hoped.
Yeah.
And we're not getting the early relief from the pandemic that perhaps we'd hoped for.
The pandemic, the Delta variant. I remember one expert back when this all began saying that the leading economic indicator is the virus. So is that still kind of a central question here?
Absolutely. We've seen throughout this pandemic that when hospitalizations increase, when death counts increase, people adjust their spending, they adjust their behavior, and we're absolutely seeing that right now. You know, there were 38,000 new coronavirus infections yesterday. That's a 63% jump over the last 2 weeks. Deaths in that period are up nearly 90%. We're still way better off in terms of the public health outlook than we were last winter. The population is less vulnerable because so many people have been vaccinated now, but there are still a lot of people who are not vaccinated, and they are still vulnerable. And, of course, that allows the threat of additional variants that could be more dangerous.
Now, this all comes as school starts again. In my house, I have three about to start a new semester. It seems there's huge uncertainty if they're going to be able to make it through the semester in person or if they'll have to return home and ground some of their parents. How big of a question mark is that?
Yeah, that's a real wild card. I mean, we have been counting for months now on the reopening of schools to free up a lot of working parents to go back to work. We know a large number of parents have been out of the workforce because of caregiving responsibilities. And there was an assumption that when schools were able to return to in-person learning en masse this fall, that a lot more people would be able to go to work, and that would be good for the economy. That would address some of those job vacancies that have been weighing on the economy. And now there's a question mark. Are schools going to be able to stay open and stay reliably open, or are we going to see large numbers of kids being sent home? That's obviously has an educational component, but it has an economic component too. So that's a real wild card to keep an eye on.
Yep, that you'll be watching, that the economists will be watching as we try to figure out where the U.S. economy, the world economy, goes from here. That is NPR Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, thanks.
You're welcome.